This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news, the headlines first. Department of Hydrology and Meteorology forecasts above average rainfall and temperatures across Nepal this monsoon season. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Arjun Rana Deva and JICA President Akihiko hold meeting on strengthening Nepal-Japan relations. Tea exports from Meiji Customs Office increased by 46.1% in 10-month period of current fiscal year. And Trump administration ends Harvard University's ability to enroll international students. Now the news in detail. The Department of Hydrology and Meteorology has forecast a higher-than-average rainfall and temperatures across most parts of the country from June 1st to September 30th this year. According to the assessment, several areas of the provinces, including eastern Gandaki, northern Lumbini, and eastern Kushi, have a 55% to 65% chance of receiving above-average rainfall. Maximum and minimum temperatures are also expected to remain above normal across the country. Areas such as northeastern Sudhir Pashchim, northern Karnali, and central Bagmati show a 55% to 65% chance of above-average maximum temperatures, while minimum temperatures in eastern Bagmati, western Madesh, and eastern and central Lumbini rather are also projected to rise. The department said the forecast is based on global climate models and regional assessments. The department noted that last year's projections were largely accurate, with several areas recording higher than average rainfall and temperatures. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Arjun Rana Deva and Dr. Tanaka Akihiko, President of the Japan's International Cooperation Agency, JICA, at the agency's headquarters in Tokyo. The discussion centered on deepening Nepal-Japan bilateral relations and advancing areas of mutual interest. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Rana conveyed Nepal's appreciation for the long-standing support extended by the government of Japan through JICA, particularly in economic development, social welfare, and other critical sectors. Minister Dr. Rana also acknowledged Japan's recent support through JICA for major infrastructure projects in Nepal, including the construction of the Nagdunga Tunnel and the reconstruction and maintenance of the Sindhuli-Bardivas Road. They also discussed broader topics of cooperation, including the ongoing impact of climate change, disaster management strategies, good governance, and the welfare of senior citizens. Two earthquakes jolted Baituri district last night, triggering panic among residents. The first tremor, measuring 5.1 on the Richter scale, struck at 1:48 a.m. with its epicenter located in Kalunga, the district headquarters, according to Chintan Timal Sinha, head of the Earthquake Monitoring Center in Surkhet. Just 12 minutes later, at 2 a.m., a second quake measuring 3.7 on the Richter scale was recorded in the same area. The twin tremors sent frightened locals rushing out of their homes in the middle of the night. Timal Sinha confirmed that the shocks were also felt in neighboring districts including Darjula, Bajang, and Dareldhura. As of now, no reports of damage or casualties have been received. Authorities are continuing to assess the situation. Tea exports from the Meiji Customs Office in Japan rose by 46.1% in the 10-month period of the current fiscal year, compared with the same period last year, reaching 13,887 metric tons, valued at 3.68 billion rupees. In contrast, cardamom and ginger exports declined. Cardamom exports dropped by 3.6%, totaling 6.66 billion rupees, while ginger exports show a steep 59.4% fall. According to Meiji Customs Office Information Officer Ishwar Kumar Humagai, total exports through the checkpoint reached 21.45 billion rupees during the 10-month period of the current fiscal year. Stakeholders at the Girls in ICT Conference have stressed the importance of ensuring equal access for girls and women to the rapidly advancing field of information and communication technology, ICT. The event, jointly organized in Lalitpur by the Nepal Telecommunication Authority, NTA, and the International Telecommunication Union, ITU, highlighted the need for inclusive technological development. Radhika Oriel, Secretary at the Ministry of Communication and Information Technology, stated that the government is actively working to enhance access to digital tools for women and girls. NTA Chairman Upendra Bhandari called on the government to introduce ICT education at the school level to empower girls early on and close the digital gender gap. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now onto some international news updates. The Trump administration has escalated tensions with Harvard University by revoking its certification to enroll international students. According to the BBC, Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem announced on Thursday that Harvard's student and exchange visitor program certification was annulled due to the university's failure to comply with the law. She warned that this action should serve as a warning to all universities and academic institutions across the country. Harvard quickly condemned the decision, describing it as unlawful and retaliatory. The university emphasized its commitment to supporting international students and scholars from more than 140 countries, highlighting their significant contribution to Harvard's academic and research environment. The university also stated that the more threats, serious harm, pardon me, please listen it again. The university also stated that the move threatens serious harm to its community and the nation, and that it is working urgently to assist those affected. This decision could affect over 6,700 international students, who made up 27% of Harvard's student body last academic year. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has accused UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer and other Western leaders of effectively supporting Hamas by wanting the group to remain in power. In a video post on X addressing the recent attack on Israeli embassy staff in Washington, D.C., Netanyahu claimed that UK Prime Minister Starmer, French President Emmanuel Macron, and Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney urged Israel to stand down and accept the continued existence of Hamas forces, whom he described as mass murderers. Netanyahu also condemned British, French and Canadian leaders for siding with what he called mass murderers, rapists, baby killers and kidnappers. Downing Street declined to condemn. According to the BBC, rather, Downing Street declined to comment directly on Netanyahu's remarks, but highlighted Starmer's previous condemnation of the Washington attack. Earlier this week, with the UK, France and Canada jointly condemned Israel's expanded military operations and the denial of humanitarian aid to civilians in Gaza, warning of potential concrete actions if these measures continued. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly region of the country, including Koshi, Madhis, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumini provinces, and mainly fair in the rest of the country. There is also possibility of light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning at a few places of Koshi, Madhis, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumini provinces, as well as at one or two places in the hilly regions of the remaining provinces. Light rain and snowfall may occur in one or two places in the high hilly and mountainous regions of the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division says the country is currently witnessing the impacts of westerly and local winds. The moisture-laden winds originating from the Bay of Bengal and the Arabian Sea also have partial impact across the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Department of Hydrology and Meteorology forecasts above average rainfall and temperatures across Nepal this monsoon season. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Arjumana Deva and JICA President Akihiko hold meeting on strengthening Nepal-Japan relations. Tea exports from Meiji Customs Office increased by 46.1% in 10-month period of current fiscal year. And Trump administration ends Harvard University's ability to enroll international students. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Read in Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.readinnepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.